And now it's time for our question of the week with Felicity Bedford, and she's been scrabbling around in the dark looking for the answer to Sterling's question.
What causes sleepwalking and what can be done to prevent it?
I don't think I ever sleepwalk, but I wonder how many people don't know that they have strange nocturnal behaviour. I spoke to Dr. Ian Smith from Papworth Hospital's sleep clinic, who explained how a snooze can lead to a late night stroll.
Sleepwalking is almost normal in children. Up to a fifth of children will do it at some stage, usually with no important consequences. Sleepwalking starts in deep sleep, and this is deeper in children than in adults. This deep sleep stage is the most refreshing and seems to be important to brain repair and memory sorting. But memory itself is switched off during deep sleep, and so one feature of sleepwalking is that the walker usually has no recollection of what's happened. Some stimulus, a noise, being jogged, an irregular patch of breathing jolts the sleeper out of deep sleep into a mixed wake sleep state. Most people would just fall back to sleep, but those prone to sleepwalking will get up and start roaming without waking completely. Typically, the walker will have their eyes open, but will not fully interact with other people. They'll often navigate obstacles skillfully, but may not recognise dangers, and might, for example, try to climb out of a window. Usually an episode lasts just a few minutes, and then the walker will return to bed.
Is there any particular reason you might be prone to wandering around the house like a zombie in the dead of night?
Sleepwalking runs in families, and in some people, a marker has been found in the genetic code, which is strongly associated with the condition. It's not advisable to try and wake a sleepwalker, as they may be confused and aggressive.
That's good to know. But if sleepwalking is in your genes, is there anything you can do to prevent it?
In managing a sleepwalker, we would look to reduce triggers, which include irregular sleep habits, stress, alcohol, some antidepressants, and sleep apnea, that's interrupted breathing during sleep. Occasionally, people put themselves and others at risk during sleepwalking, and medication can reduce the frequency of episodes. Simple precautions for safety include locking upstairs windows, removing sharp and fragile objects from the bedroom. In people with disruptive sleepwalking, we would recommend referral to a specialist sleep clinic.
Thanks, Ian. I hope that helps, Sterling, and that answer means you can sleep easy now. Our next question is from James.
So what are the bags that you get under your eyes when you're tired? One thought, they're facial markings that have evolved to warn people away from crabby bad sleepers.
Oh, I wish I knew the answer to that. I am chronically insomniac at the moment and I basically look like a panda most of the time. If you think you know why people who don't get enough sleep get black rings or bags under their eyes, please do get in touch and let us know what you think. Email chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. Or if you're up late at night and don't know what else to do, you can get stuck into the debate on our forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.
I would hope that you would be able to go to the forum and get stuck in, even if it wasn't late at night and you had something that you would much rather be doing. But there we are.